Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to episode of Living Light Outdoors. On the mic with you in the office on a Monday. Wow, what a weekend we had. Rhonda and I had such an honor and a privilege opportunity to drive out into western Oklahoma yesterday and took an early morning ride out to Cheyenne Valley, Oklahoma, nestled into the valley between the Enid and Woodward, way out there in western Oklahoma, and Gloss Mountain National Monument is right there in the national park. And man, what a beautiful setting. Oklahoma Outdoor Outreach, Triple O, is an organization that I got acquainted with several years ago, actually probably 8 or 9 years ago. And 8 years ago, they had invited me to come out and speak at this very event. It was a turkey hunt. Had a beautiful time out there. Just great organization. Great. They work with not only physically challenged, but terminally ill as well as chronically ill individuals. Not just kids, but a lot of the participants at their events are children or young adults, if you want to look at them in that fashion. And they had I think they had 15 out there on this particular hunt this weekend. Rhonda got to go with me this time, being as we were just running out for the day. And we ran out that morning. We hung out there for a little while, and then I spoke to the congregation, to that whole group of volunteers and guides and turkey hunters, all of their participants. And, man, what an incredible day. I still am reeling of the anointing and the power that was in that place, God's presence, and how he touched the lives of so many. Not because I was there, because he was there. It was such an incredible presence. Man, I got to tell you, I got kind of choked up at one point. I was reading a very familiar scripture and part of my message. And a young lady, I don't know her age, Axie was her name. She introduced herself to Rhonda and I and one of the participants. And she, as I read John 3:16-17, she quoted it. She was wording it with me as I spoke. And I just thought, what an anointed young lady. What a powerful young lady. She wound up closing us out with a song and a scripture verse as well. And very bold young lady. And man, what a heartfelt time. Just a beautiful, beautiful time. And I didn't know how do you follow that? I mean, it was a great time. It was a great word. It was a great message. There's been a lot of interaction even after the fact, after we drove home. Been some interaction with some of the people there. I met new friends, new acquaintances, and as well as rekindled old friendships as well that we've made 8 years ago. Many of them remembered me being there. And so I came across a message. I put it together several weeks ago, and it's never made it off my computer, actually. I have a lot of those right now, and I thought, you know, it's very fitting today. I want to share with you Under the Shadow. That's what I wrote, Under the Shadow. We're going to go to Psalms chapter 91. For the first part of this, we'll look at verse 1 through 8. Psalms chapter 91, it's a very familiar passage of Scripture. Once I begin to read it, you'll understand that. Beginning with verse 1 of Psalms 91, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will remain secure and rest in the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no enemy can withstand. I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust, with great confidence and on whom I rely. For He will save you from the trap of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you and completely protect you with His pinions. And under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a wall. You will not be afraid of the terror of night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction, the sudden death that lays waste at noon. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but danger will not come near you. You will only be a spectator as you look on with your eyes and witness the divine repayment of the wicked as you watch safely from the shelter of the Most High." Wow. What a powerful thought. What a powerful piece of scripture. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High, who dwells in the sanctity and the sanctity, the refuge that God creates, the safety and the shelter of the Most High. How do we do this? How do we take refuge under his wings, as it says in Psalm 91:4? The concept of taking a person under one's wing is a familiar verbiage today, something that we use. Maybe it's an individual that's alone. Maybe it's someone who's coming into a new position or needing some special guidance. Another more experienced person may offer to take the other under his wing, to lead them, to guide them, to show them the ropes, to care for, to teach them in whatever it is that they're doing. In Scripture, under his wings is a metaphor for the protective refuge of God's presence. The imagery alludes to a mother bird taking her vulnerable hatchlings under her wings to nurture, to train, to shelter, to guide, and protect. Jesus applied the phrase to his concern for Israel. In Matthew chapter 23, verse 37, and also in Luke 13:34, it says, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, who kills the prophets and the stones those who are sent to her? How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing." Boaz recognized that Ruth, a Moabite foreigner, had sought refuge under the God of Israel's wings. Ruth chapter 2, verse 10 through 12. In Psalms 36:7, it says, "People take refuge in the shadow of your wings." And in Psalm 63:7, the psalmist seeks refuge and shelter under his wings, and even sings for joy in the shadow of his wings. But there is a richer, fuller application for under his wings that emerges in Psalms 91. In that first verse, the same idea of God as a sheltering refuge is established. "Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty," Psalms 91:1. In God's presence, we find security. In God's presence, we find guidance. In God's presence, we find protection. And in God's presence, we find his care. Some Bible versions replace the shelter of the Most High with the secret place of the Most High. In the Old Testament, the Jewish people associated God's presence with a very specific place, the Holy of Holies. Inside the wilderness tabernacle and then later in the temple was a secret innermost chamber where only the high priest could enter once a year to make atonement for the sins of the people. See this in Exodus 28 and Hebrews 9:7. This sacred place of worship contained the Ark of the Covenant covered by the mercy seat where God was enthroned, and his holy presence dwelled among his people. Exodus 25:22, and even in Numbers 7:89 we see this. Upon the mercy seat sat two hammered gold cherubim, or angels, with their wings overshadowing the ark. The cherubim will face each other and look down on the atonement cover. With their wings spread above it, they will protect it. That's Exodus 25:20. The one who dwells in the secret place of the Most High and abides in the shadow of the Almighty is the one whose sins have been atoned for and who stands clean and forgiven. Only then can one say of the Lord, "He is my refuge. He is my fortress, my God in whom I trust," at 91:2 of Psalm. The psalmist continues, "Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart." Those who are protected by the salvation of the Lord through faith in Christ Jesus will dwell forever in God's presence. They will escape death and the snare of the devil. Hebrews chapter 2, 14 and 2 Timothy 2, 24 speaks of this. How can they can now enter the secret place, the Holy of Holies, in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19 through 22. They can boldly approach God's throne of grace in Hebrews 4:16 anytime, not just once a year, but because of the death of Jesus Christ on the cross, his shed blood, which opened up a new way and a new living. From the days of the wilderness wanderings, the people of God have taken refuge under his wings. Deuteronomy chapter 32, 10 through 12 says, "He found them in a desert land, in an empty howling wasteland. He surrounded them and he watched over them. Like an eagle that rouses her chicks and hovers over her young, so he spread his wings to take them up and carried them safely on his pinions. The Lord alone guided them." Whenever the children of Israel needed help, they prayed. Psalms 17:8 says, "Hide me under the shadow of your wings." And now, because of Jesus Christ's redeeming sacrifice, we can forever abide under the wings of the protected shelter of his presence. Oh, but there's so much more. look at how this passage adds to the power of this message as it continues on in verse 9 through 16 of Psalms 91. Psalm 91, verse 9 begins with, "Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near your tent. For he will command his angels in regard to you, to protect and defend and guard you in all your ways of obedience and service. They will lift you up in their hands so that you do not even strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. Because he has set his love on me, therefore I will save him. I will set him securely on high. Because he knows my name, he confidently trusts and relies on me. Knowing I will never abandon him, never. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. And I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With a long life I will satisfy him, and I will let him see my salvation." I can't get past this. "He who dwells under the shadow of the Almighty." God, I ask you to open our hearts to really understand what that means. Lord, that we would come to understand how important it is to live in your presence, that we abide in you at all times. We've been speaking much about his presence, the need for his presence. We've been talking about spiritual warfare and spiritual things and the high place, the things that God is doing over us at all times, the battle that rages even in the heavenlies that we can't always see or understand. His presence is something that we've got to have. The dwelling in his presence is literally just living under the shadow of his wings, under his protection, under his guidance, under his Holy Spirit, living and breathing inside of us, for guiding us and leading us through this life, encouraging us and emboldening us to be that voice of God whenever necessary. I spoke yesterday about a message that I'd put together called The Locator, using an owl hooter for a turkey caller, that turkey hunter who might use an owl hooter to locate a gobbler. And the whole concept of God's blowing his locator today. He's looking for us. He's looking for all of us. And we need to seek him while he may be found, because there's coming a day when we'll look for him and we can't find him. What a dark day that's going to be on this earth. But here and now, we can abide under the shadow of the Almighty, in the very presence of his wing. We can dwell in that shelter. And I love how it carries on. "I will say to the Lord, he's my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust, with great confidence and on whom I rely." Listen, I need someone that I can trust. I need someone who I know beyond a shadow of a doubt provides for me. And that's the only one I know is God. It's under his wing. It's under his shelter that we'll remain secure and that we can rest in the shadow of those wings, knowing that we're protected, knowing that we're provided for, knowing that we're cared for, knowing that we're loved beyond measure. Amen. Unconditionally. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today. Thank you for supporting us in the way that allows us to minister the way God has called us to. Man, we are so blessed, so honored, so privileged to be able to go and share the message that God puts on our heart. Man, what a beautiful time. What a beautiful way to be a servant unto the Lord in the way that he has let me be. Just literally blending my passion for him with my passion for the outdoors and my passion for people. God bless you guys, and thank you so much for all of your support. Thank you for following our podcast and supporting us in that way and praying over us and praying for us. Please continue to do so. If you can give to this ministry, all of our giving links are on our website, pinned right to the top of our Facebook page. We would love to have you partnering with us so that we can do even more. I got to say, I was really wishing I had something to take yesterday. I have duck calls, but just didn't quite seem appropriate to take the duck calls up there this go around. I did last time, but I thought, man, if I just had some devotionals, if I just had some outdoor devotionals, I could have given those kids. What a blessing that would have been. And I didn't have them. I didn't think about it in early enough time. I've got all kinds of resources that we give to our military veterans when I go and speak in those events that are readily available to us, and we keep a good stockpile of those. but we do need to build some other resources. And your giving helps us do that. So God bless you for your giving, and I know He will. Bible says that in the same measure in which we give, He'll give back to us, pressed down, shaken together, running over, be poured right into our lap. And it'll be poured into our lap by mankind, by men. What a beautiful thought that would be. So God bless you in your thoughts and your giving. Seek Him in all things and abide under the shelter of the Almighty. Amen. God bless you guys. Rhonda and I love you. We thank you for supporting us. Thank you for praying with us. Thank you for walking with us. We're praying for you today. We'll talk to you again real soon.